good evening, glory, hallelujah to you. What the heck's your story? What's going through you? Happy holidays, Merry Christmas. This is the Stray Cast Very Cherry Christmas Special. That's right. Two-time Bassmaster Classic champ, Hank Cherry and family, coming aboard the Stray Cast train tonight. Can't wait. Very excited. Very excited. If I didn't say you're ready. Yeah, yeah. I'm your host, Pat Renwick, and that guy back there, the producer extraordinaire of this whole Christmas extravaganza, give it up for Andrew Ellenberger. He's a ginger ninja. Ciao. Choo choo. Sure. James, you know karate.
I do.
You know karate and all kinds of stuff.
Can I go practice in the garage?
Practice right here. This is better than a garage. We got everything we need right here. 10 days till Christmas.
10 days till the
Andrew
big
Ellenberger. Do you believe that?
I know.
All right. It happened. It creeped up on us. And this is our last live broadcast of the 2021 season.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, we got a couple, what are you calling them? Retreads. A
couple of retreads. Yeah. Left, yeah.
Coming up. One this Friday, the David Fritz episode with our buddy Seth Trice.
Yeah. And if you missed that first time around, make sure you hit it because it's my mind.
Dude, the Fritz episode's
yeah,
nuts. That's replayed this Friday. So check that out. And Ginge, are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah.
All right, you're all shopped out and everything?
All shopped out, yep.
You got it all online.
Well, yeah. That's
you know, you went to Omnia and got the girls everything they needed.
Omnia, a lot of jackhammers. A lot of, I emptied the stunners out. I emptied the flatworms. I made sure I hit the notification so I knew when they were coming. And then bam.
Well, Ginge, I know the family has been looking at the Crestliners and the new Fishhawk.
Yeah, that thing.
Comes out. It's a family vessel. The new Crestliner Fishhawk coming aboard. Ginge, can I have some holiday music? Let me feel festive.
Okay.
Let me feel. Yeah, I like it now.
There you go.
If I'm gonna have a dumb Santa hat on, I gotta feel festive. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Christmas, the days of Christmas at TH Marine are here, and every day is a new day and a new deal. Check out thmarinesupplies.com. For the days of Christmas specials. Thanks to everybody over there at TH Marine for your support of Stray Cast throughout the years. Tin Cup Whiskey, word of the week. What do you think, Ginge? Word of the week for a tin cup deal. Like, I'm kind of going to put you on the spot for this, and I'm going to give you an options. I know you hate when I do this. I'm going to give you options. It can either be holiday, Christmas, champ, cherry, or any combination of that.
I'm going to go with all of those.
All of the above. Correct answer.
Party.
Because it's the Stray Cast Holiday Office Christmas Party right now. And we ask that you please, whenever you hear one of those words, take a sip of whatever you choose. And whatever it may be, please sip responsibly. Tin Cup Whiskey, Mountain Whiskey, Bassin Brown Liquor. Thanks, Whiskey Gypsy and Tin Cup Whiskey for your support of the Stray Cast outdoor cartoon television glorified version of a Bassin talk show. Luke Foley, you're the man. That's a lot of words right there. A lot of words said, short period of time. Hey, by the way, speaking of Omnia Fishing, we have a big Berkeley breakdown today with Hank Cherry coming up here on the show. And a lot of the Berkeley products we'll be talking about tonight, including the Stunna, of course, available at OmniaFishing.com. Hey, Ginge, have you seen the Sims Rogue hoodie?
Yeah, it's amazing.
More Jedi stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not kidding. This is the Rogue hoodie right here. Listen. This is the sound of Jedi. You hear that? That material is amazing. Wear it underneath or as an outer shell. I love it. Sim Rogue hoodie. Merry Christmas, Ginge. There you go.
Christmas.
Sims Rogue hoodie. What else is on the agenda today? Oh, my goodness gracious. How could I forget? Our bud Jake Haas over in New Jersey Christmas Stray Cast Land is requesting that you like and share this live Facebook feed. And you know what that gets you? You know what that gets you here? A chance to win not one, but two prizes. First prize, a Berkeley Hank Cherry custom picked pack for a lucky Stray Cast viewer. Second prize, a Bite Me Tackle Stray Cast Jig Head Assortment pack. That's right, two for the price of one because it's Christmas. And I don't know, maybe Foley will chime in later and give something away or something. Who, any one of our advertisers tonight that want to give something away on the Christmas show, you could just text the ninja and he'll give it away tonight. And we'll do like and share. And it's that easy, Bass Fishing Galaxy. All you have to do, take your Facebook page off of privates. Show us your privates. Like and share the Facebook feed and you get a chance to win one of these beautiful prizes. Compliments of Hank Cherry, Berkeley Fishing, and Brad Zoller over at Bite Me Tackle. Ginge, we're cutting it along right there. I think we got most stuff. Oh, I got to say this, Ginge. And I know that you share my thoughts on this, Gingy. The people, I'm in love. I mean, I'm just going to admit it. And I've been in love for a long time, but I fell more deeply in love this year with the Bass Nation. And the blue and gold runs strong in the majority of the Bass Galaxy's veins. I mean, that's the OG Bass Fishing League. And I want to say a special thank you, a sincere, heartfelt thank you to all the people at Bass for making us feel like family. For real, give it up, Bass Galaxy, for Bass Nation, Bass Angler Sportsman Society. I'm just going to say a couple names here, people, because every time I see you individuals out at events or whatever, you make us feel warm and fuzzy, and thank you for the support you give this show. Emily Harley, amazing. Emily Hand, the support that you give a Stray Cast, we love you, Emily Hand and Emily Harley, but Emily Hand all the time on Stray Cast. Like, we are so grateful for you at how much you like this show. I don't know, but thank you for that. Mandy, you are amazing. I still get a lot of my packages shipped to my mother's house, and I went to my mom's house today, and this was waiting for me from Bass Angler Sportsman Society. From Mandy, and it is a Harry and Charlie Club hat. And, you know, what's that say? Hashtag IYKYK, if you know, you know. Yeah, the Harry and Charlie Club. Mandy, I cried a little bit. I'm not kidding you. You're amazing. Jim Saxton over at Bass, thank you for always treating us well. Steve Bowman, dude, you are the marshal. You are the enforcer. You are the man. Thank you. For your kindness always. Chris Mitchell, hello. Chris Mitchell, thanks always for being cool. Lisa, running the stage up there, and thanks for always the big smiles you give Stray Cast. Maybe you just think I'm nuts, but you always smile at me, and I like it. Speaking of smiles, Kyle Jesse, big smiler. right there. We love Kyle, and we love that he's full-time at Bass now. And the guys that bring it to us on the live, Such, Ronnie, Mark, Tommy, guys, like, thanks. Thanks for making Stray Cast feel like family, and it's pretty cool how you do it. We feel special. So, again, give it up. Blue and Gold, Bass Angler Sportsman Society 2021. Yeah, baby! We love you all. Love you all at the Blue and Gold. Hey, want to remind everybody, one Bass... the good people over there putting on the Hog Snatcher benefit December 18th, coming up this weekend. That's in Cali over in Ventura. And it's a cool benefit event for Aaron and family. And if you want to know more about it, go to the Hog Snatcher Facebook page and check that out. All the information's there. And I think there's going to be a Hog Snatcher website coming up very shortly as well. Like tomorrow or something. But anyway, check out the Hog Snatcher benefit page on Facebook. That's this weekend for Aaron. And also, hey, let's get to the show. What do you think, Ginge? Let's get to this holiday adventure. But before we do, when we put the power poles down, can we all say a special prayer, Bass Galaxy, for the Zona family, for Z and Karen, and Hunter and Jacob, the overlords of Valhalla, and Al, Big Al. They lost old Zachers this week, and Zachers has been on the show a lot, Ginge. with Z over the years, and we've had some good times with Zachers, and he will be missed by the entire Bass Galaxy. So keep the Zona family in your prayers, and put the power poles down. We're coming back with two-time Bassmaster Classic champion Hank Cherry and family when we return.
This is the Mountain, and this is Mountain Whiskey. Unspoiled, untamed, forever wild. There's no safety net, no way down. Up here, it's just man and the mountain and his tin cup. Tin Cup Whiskey. Mountain Whiskey.
Nobody wants to run out of power when they're on the water. There is a better way. Introducing the Charge Marine Power Management Station from PowerPole that does the work of three devices, a traditional battery charger, a charge on the run, and an emergency start system, PowerPole Charge.
The TH Marine HydroWave H2 KVD Edition is a surefire way to ignite a feeding frenzy. The HydroWave utilizes a sound-emitting technology that imitates bait fish and other feeding fish below the surface that preys on the competitive nature of bass and other game fish to get you more bites. The HydroWave is another way that TH Marine has you covered from transom to trolling motor.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. May I remind you, this is the glorified version of a Bassin talk show. And we are amongst royalty. We give to you the present ruler of the bass fishing galaxy for 2 years in a row, the one and only champion, Hank Cherry. Yes, and Jacqueline, and champion wife Jacqueline. Yes, welcome to the Stray Cast Show. How are you?
Doing great. Hope you are.
Dude, I'm doing amazing. Life is really good. And thank the good Lord for that. I'm going to be honest. Like, things are really cool right now in Stray Cast Land. And
that's a good thing.
Yeah. We're blessed. You know, and people say, yeah, we're blessed, but we really are. You know, I mean, it's fortunate that things are working out as they are. And I'll tell you, it's really working out well for you, Hank Cherry, in the Cherry family. I mean, this 2 years in a row, back-to-back champion. Jacqueline, that's crazy talk, right? Like, think about it, okay? Let's think about this for a minute, all right? Now, I got to ask you this. Hank, are you a good champion?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too. Jacqueline, you think he's a good champion?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do, too. And the Bass Galaxy thinks he's a great champion. Like, he's a good example of a proper Bassin man and an example of a champion that can hold that trophy for a year, or in this case, 2 years, or maybe 3 years for a Bassmaster Classic champion. Okay? But here's what this is what I'm going to show you. Jacqueline, now, you were a math major, right, Jacqueline?
I was.
Oh, but you still have a calculator with you, and that's good.
Yes, absolutely.
So this is what I am going to show you, how great of a champion that Hank Cherry is. Now, take this number, Jacqueline. Are you ready?
Okay.
So 1 million. Okay, I'll just give you the numbers. Let's do it this way, because I'm confusing myself already. Ready?
Okay.
Put this in. 1,369,253. That's 1,369,253 that Hank has won in BASS. Now take that, divide it, hit the divide deal. Now, 3,564. Okay.
Okay.
What do you got?
384.19.
So get this, Jacqueline. Get this, Hank. Okay. Every bass that you catch is worth how much a pound, Jacqueline? You just told me.
$384.19.
Wow. Wow, champ. Okay. Now keep that in mind, Hank Cherry, and keep that in mind, Jacqueline. Next time you are watching Bass Live and Z's commentating, Tommy's commentating, Ronnie Such, they're all saying, and Hank has a 4-pounder on. That's a cool payday for Jacqueline. So remember that. But the reason I say that and bring up that back to the whole thing that things are good. Things are good in the Bass Galaxy right now, and they're good for the Cherry family. But let's think about this, and I'm getting sappy, but not sappy. But hey, Jacqueline, 13 years ago, it wasn't peachy like this. It wasn't cherry on top of the milkshake. You know what I mean?
No.
And like, Hank, you were working as, I mean, we talked about this before on Straightcast, but we're going to just real briefly, because I think it's important message, especially at the holidays, that, all right, man, like 13 years ago, you were working for a liquor company, right? You were slinging liquor like Burt Reynolds in that movie, Gator McCluskey, White Lightning, wasn't it?
It wasn't even really 13 years ago for that. 13 years ago, I was at the feed store.
Oh, wow. All right. That's when you were basically slinging horse feed and fertilizer, manure.
Yeah.
Yeah. and I mean, but man, it was tough times.
It was definitely tough times. Tough times breed strong minds.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And the fact of the matter is, like, you had been at more than one point of your career, like, this might not be for me. Right, you were struggling at the feed place. I know you were working as the liquor salesman, and things went kind of wrong there somehow. And then you end up fishing some derbs. I think I was reading. I think Such did an awesome. It was Such that wrote it. Yep, it was an awesome article. And he was talking about in there how you were fishing that derb, or you were talking to Such about it, how you were fishing a big bass derb. And, like, you're like, oh, man, it's going to be second place deal for me. But the old boy that had the big bass actually was cheating.
Yep.
And you ended up winning the derb.
Yep.
And you won a boat. Look at Jacqueline over there. And let's face it, that particular moment, would it be safe to say that that's the turning point right there? Is that kind of like, you know how they say everything happens for a reason? Was that something that showed you that, Hank and Jack?
Yeah, I would say so. It was just one of those things that was very unexpected.
Yeah,
the way it happened, it was the way it happened, it was the first fish. I'll never forget it. I know the dock, the cast, everything. It was the first fish. My buddy Craig and I caught the second day of the tournament, and I caught it on a big glide bait. We turned into a glide bait, a depth silent killer, but we cut the lip off to make it a glide bait.
Okay, yeah, I know that bait.
I put it up on our dock, and I caught that thing, and I was so mad because we could see him sitting under there, and it banged the post.
Oh, my God.
I screwed it up, and I twitched it one time, and the thing just annihilated it and went nuts. And we got in the boat, and we did everything short of kissing. We were hugging and going crazy and screaming. It was definitely a time to remember.
Yeah, man, and a turning point. And then I know that kind of gave you the means to go fish some derbs again. Not necessarily doing the best, but enough to establish that that's what you're going to do. And then, of course, on to back-to-back Bassmaster Classic champion. But the whole point, right? I know exactly. See that, Jacqueline? You got pinch him sometimes. You know what I mean? You know, because the reason, again, I bring all that up, especially at the holidays. Like, if anybody out there ever, you know, they always say, something, you know, one door closes, another door opens, everything happens for a reason. It's so true. It really is. If you have what we talked about last time when you were on this show, Hank, and that is no fear because of faith.
Yep. Absolutely.
It's true. I mean, and you can look at my story and at how close it was to never happening. I mean, you can look at our buddy Fighter's story.
Sure.
No, he'll tell you. He was like this close. And then, boom, it happens. And I honestly believe when you get that realization that it's not your time, there's a whole other time, a whole other game plan that you're going by. And you just have to follow that road, no matter what the bumps are, take them and keep on trucking.
Yeah. It kind of like it. It's kind of like if you're doing the next right thing, most of the time things fall in place. You know what I mean, Jacqueline?
Yeah. I do think it's easier to say when you're on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should have, you know, if I would have just had that, like, it's so much easier, but it truly is just being who you are and knowing where you're centered at. And when you think the good of things, even when they don't go your way, because I mean, we've been there.
We all have. Yes.
And this can be in any point in your life. Church on Sunday had an incredible message about this, about how it's not always going to be in the time that you expect it to be. Like you have to look at moments and the surprise of moments and realize it's not always in the bad that you find it. A door closes, you open it, and it could literally change your life. And you just thought it was over, but it wasn't, because the next door was bigger and better, right? So
I promise that, and I'm going to speak for you right now, Hank Jerry, that there was a time when you were shoveling horse fertilizer, that there was you were not thinking, I am going to be a 2-time Bassmaster Classic champion.
No, but I needed that. I mean, like this whole process, like I needed that. That was like
the humbling experience.
That gave me something that I needed to change some things. You know, I need to change my attitude. I maybe need to change the way that I approach people or I talk to people. I had been on, you know, it's all about me. I'm the best. And I rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, and I was brought down to nothing. So like, all right, let's try this again. And like, I've been to that point.
Dude, I totally relate to everything you're saying right now, Hank.
And I'm never going back to that point. It has changed my outlook on life. It changed my outlook on church. It changed my outlook on the way that I treat people. It's changed my outlook on the way that we give, you know, and it's become the point in my life where actually giving and doing things for other is just as cool to me as winning a derby.
100%. And I went through the same experience almost 8 years ago, Hank. Yeah. And I ask God every day to relieve me of the bondage of self. Because I'll kick the shit out of myself every day if I don't. I'll be honest with you, you know, and I'll be too into me. So that's a big deal, what you just said right there.
There is no perfection. There's no perfection in any of us. We all try to strive to get that. That's a word that should be erased from the dictionary because it only existed one time. And sooner or later, he's going to come back. But that was the only perfection that ever walked this earth. We just got to try to be the best version of ourselves and, you know, let the chips fall where they do.
Yeah. Well said.
Hey, Pat, I have a funny story.
Sure.
You know, he was baptized as an adult, right?
Like
within the last, to be married 15 years. And we were just, it was 11 years ago. He would know. I'm terrible with dates, but.
Hold on. First, it was me and like 6 infants.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
And then there's. 30-year-old something me.
And pretty cool.
Do you know what he was baptized in? A bait tank.
Oh, that's appropriate.
A big old what he puts his fish in to wait to go on stage. It was cold, but he was literally baptized in a bait tank, and he was like, if anything was more perfect for me.
No wonder he won 2 Bassmaster Classics in a row, for crying out. Wow. That's the tip of the week. Hey, get baptized in a bait tank. And
it's awesome.
That is very awesome. That's a cool story. You're right. Hank Cherry baptized in a, did you ever tell that before? That's breaking news to me. Yeah, exactly. We need breaking news ticker talk. That's amazing. Hey, what are you guys doing? What's going on for the holidays? What's happening at the Cherry household?
Just waiting for Santa to make his appearance. getting you know, boat stuff, getting everything together for the next year. Just trying to make plans. I think we finished up finally all the housing and stuff the other day. Trying to do a little bit of deer hunting and just trying to spend time.
Daddy daycare.
Yeah, I'm daddy daycare.
Don't listen to him.
I'm taking kids up. And
he is the best daddy. He is like, he does, because I work during the days.
I'm coaching again.
Yeah, he's coaching basketball, and they're already 2-0.
Nice. Like,
don't let him fool you. He's totally in the groove of being daddy. He's amazing. But,
like, I'm pretty hard on the officials.
Yeah. Like Bobby Knight? Bobby Knight hard?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
It was just a scrimmage game. And the guy told me, you do realize this is scrimmage. And I said, I don't care if we're playing checkers. I'm going to win.
You say you realize I'm a Bassmaster Classic champion, buddy? You know who you're talking to? That's what you tell that ref. That's what you tell him.
I don't have the Ricky Bobby, but I enjoy that. My son, he's like over the moon in this athletic training program thing he's doing Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, where he's lifting weights and running sprints and doing stuff that he never would have got me to do at that age. No way, no how.
Oh, God.
No, you could have bribed me to fish and stuff and I'd have done it, but he just does it because it's fun. And my little girl, she's going to start playing travel softball. She played 1 year and then she was invited to try out for a team. She may hit. So while I'm going fishing this spring, old Jacqueline here is going to have a lot of trips to the ballparks left. Right. Between softball and baseball.
Field. You better leave her the playbook, coach.
She knows them.
You could talk, you know, on tour, you and Jason Christie could exchange coaching notes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know,
but I'm still, my passion is still more on the baseball side. Yeah. I do the basketball. I tell you, I did it before. We won the championship. My dad actually coached and they won the championship game while I was practicing Gunnersville for the first classic.
Yep. And we called them on FaceTime to show them the trophy.
And then, awesome. So this year, they just happened to put Christian on a team with a couple other kids that I've coached before and then send out a message.
We don't have a coach.
Would you think you'd be interested in it? What am I going to say? No.
Yeah, so what are you going to say?
So,
yeah, they did. You're right, Andy. They rope-a-doped them on that. Yeah.
But it's still been fun. Like, even with those kids, like, I get to see the change in them, and they've made such a big change from the first practice to last night. So, I mean, I can't complain. And talking about change, come over here, Drake.
Uh-oh.
This is what I was saying about it. This is Drake Sturgill.
Oh, yeah, the college anger. What's up, Drake? Welcome to the Straight Cash Show. Hey, Bass Galaxy, give it up for Drake right there. College bassing man.
So he's a senior at North Lincoln here locally, and he's kind of been like one of my little proteges. So I'll give you a really quick rundown.
Okay.
So I guess how many years ago? Four years ago, I'm pulling in my driveway.
Wow.
And there's a Suburban full of people that have followed me the whole way.
Aha.
Park, and they get out, and it's his dad, John, who's become a great friend. He's like, you don't mean any harm. We're not stalking, but my son just had to meet you. I was like, well, get him out of the car. And it turns out that our families hit it off well. I've tried to help him with some knowledge and some tackle and point him in the right direction with some advice. And so flash forward 4 years later, he's graduating at North Lincoln. He's going to Montebello on a bass fishing scholarship.
Oh, yeah, there you go. We've had some Montebello boys on here before, haven't we, James, on the show? Hey, what's your last name again, Drake? I didn't catch it.
Sturgill.
Hey, yes, Hank, sir. Hank, that's a bassin' name. Drake Sturgill.
It's a good name.
You know what I mean? That's a bassin' name. You know that about you, Drake? That's a bassin' name, bud.
I didn't.
Yeah.
That is a bassin' name.
Do you know who Harry and Charlie are, Drake?
I don't.
In Bassmaster magazine. Well, Hank Cherry.
The cartoons.
Yeah, well, okay, good. You're a good man then. So he does know. That you passed. You passed the test right there. Mandy at Bass sent me a Harry and Charlie hat. I'm going to show everybody tonight. Hold on.
Oh, it's like a huge thing.
Look. I'm in the Harry and Charlie club, bud. I love this.
Awesome.
I had to show it again. Hey, Drake, you're getting taught by a two-time Bassmaster Classic champion. He kind of took you under his wings. And all you had to do was basically just tap his bumper and get his insurance information.
Oh, I did. I have social security number.
And it worked out really good for you. But seriously, man, do you know how much of a freaking blessing that is, bud? Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, at first it was like, oh my gosh. But then, I mean, he's kind of been like a father figure to me. So,
oh dear.
It's gotten.
Coach Cherry? I mean, Coach Knight?
Yeah. I mean, it's. No. It just makes like my dream more realistic seeing it through his life. Because when you look at Jordan Lee or Kevin Van Dam, I mean, you just see them on TV. Well, I see him at home taking kids to practice, that kind of. I mean, it just seems more real life.
Taking out the garbage, just like everybody else. Yeah. For real. I mean, that's facts. I mean, I'm being serious. You know.
Oh yeah.
It's the same guy that was working in the feed store.
Yeah.
Let's be real. I mean, that's what it is. But he just happened to open those doors into becoming a 2-time Bassmaster Classic champion. And Drake, he knows a thing or two about bassing, I guess, right? So, like, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Soak that in. Soak it in.
I've been trying.
What's something you've learned from Hank this year?
Ooh.
A lesson. Give me a lesson you learned.
Well, I'd say my jerkbait skills are a lot more proficient than they were when I met him, that's for sure.
Are they stunning now?
They're getting there.
I mean, jerkbait fishing is a man, that's a lot of work, bud. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm nowhere close to him, but they're getting better.
Okay, good.
Learn the cadence and that kind of stuff.
Nice. I mean, that's important. So you're learning jerkbait fishing.
Yes, sir.
And you're a derber, and you fish local derbs and high school derbs.
Yes, I'm on 2 high school teams and fish all the local stuff I can. So, yes, sir.
How's your record on the derbs? You do all right?
Well, Hank, he makes – what, 3-something a fish, and it usually costs me 3-something to fish.
It's a whole week's pay. I've been there. Don't worry.
It's around for us right now. But
So you told me about jerkbait fishing, and I got to ask you this. What is something that you may have learned mentally to strengthen you from hanging out with this cat?
Yeah. One thing that he's kind of instilled in me is to – not get walked on or put down for my age or something like that. I can fish with anybody.
Okay.
Doesn't matter if it's him or
no barriers.
All the pros that we fish against here on the local trails that just because I might be 17 that I can't fish against whoever I want to, or I can't do something. So he's kind of
the bass don't know, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's a good answer. You like those answers, Coach Cherry?
Sounds good. He's learning.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. And speaking of learning, have you been doing some learning in the off season? I know you've been busy, Hank, but let's think about this. Okay, let's think about this. You got you won the Classic just 3 derbs ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just 3 derbs ago. Jacqueline, it was only 3 tournaments ago. And get this. The next Classic is in 3 more derbs.
Yep.
Like, that's coming quick.
Oh, yeah.
And get this. I don't know how it is for you, but I know a lot of other Elite Series anglers. You know, you're coming out of 2 Florida grinders and then boom, into the Classic.
Yeah.
So it's like you're gone from basically the end of February – or the beginning of February until the first end of the first week of March.
Yep.
That's pretty grueling. What do you think about that? That's kind of.
Let's go.
That's a lot. That's a lot, Hank.
No, I know we said let's go.
Oh, let's go. Okay. All right. You're ready. It doesn't matter. You don't need a downtime. You're just going to punch at it. Go at it.
No, I am. I took my time where I was I didn't fish, kind of just hung out, was lazy on that front, you know, doing stuff. And now it's gotten to the point where when the new boat gets here, the engine starts revving. And I just, we're going to St. John's first, where I've had good finishes in the past.
Sure.
We're going to the Harris Chain, where I've only been there one time, but I finished 13th. That was actually the year that I qualified for the Elites. That was the first tournament there in the Opens.
Oh, my God, that's right.
So I'm looking forward to that. I'm just trying not to look past the first two to put all my attention to Hartwell. I don't want to do that. I want to get through the first two. And then when that second one's done, no matter how I fare in those first two, my whole mindset will switch. My whole attitude will switch. My whole focus will switch.
Gotcha. So Florida, focus. You're on Florida mode.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom, out of Florida mode into BMC mode.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay, good game plan. It's a champion game plan. I like it. Now I got to tell you this. This is an observation that I made, and I could be wrong about this, Hank. But after you won the Classic for the second time, and I had a couple conversations with you,
mm-hmm.
I can tell you were thinking about a third Classic. It seemed to me that you were thinking about winning a third Classic. Say, Pat, you're full of BS, whatever. But to me, I got that vibe. Was I wrong?
No, I mean, everybody's fishing is thinking of winning it.
But that's not the answer. You know what I'm saying. No, I know everyone's thinking.
That is the most asked question that I get day in.
I know, but I experienced it with you. I experienced it in person with you. I was with you and Jacqueline, and you were like already, you were saying, I'm not going to say exactly because I'll mess it up, but like you were already talking about Hartwell, dude.
I look forward to that event so much even before I won. And now I look forward to that event so much because I know what possibly I could do if I were to win again. But at the same time, and I've told Jack on this and people have heard me say this, and it's not BS. I know what these two trophies have done for me. And if I'm not blessed to win a third one in a row, I know what it's going to do to the next guy that does it.
Absolutely.
Like we're all out there in the common grind, the same thing. And at the end of the day, you know, I have a lot of really good buddies that I'm fishing against that I could have the opportunity to hand them the life-changing key.
Right.
That's a super cool thing too. And at the same time, I'm not gonna lie, I got a spot already picked out in the house for the third one. So either way, we got a game plan.
I love it, man. I love it. And I think that you're looking at it the correct way with saying that Florida focus, Florida blinders, then BMC
yeah.
blinders.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I think. And do you remember your last two finishes on Hartwell in bass events that were you placed?
Top 10,
the last one.
Mm-hmm. I think you were 10.
Yeah, and then I don't remember the one before that might have been the Classic.
Yeah, it was like a
Classic that I fished there, and I didn't do real well.
It was like 33rd.
Yeah.
But both spring events.
I remember the one I finished 10th in, I thought I could win, but then we had the traffic accident that spilled all the diesel into the lake right where I was fishing, and Dave Mercer goes, I'd hate to be the guy fishing over there. I was like, Dave, that's my starting spot.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. Yikes.
Yeah. So that really put a damper on the game plan that week. And the one before that, I got.
Yeah, they call that an uncontrollable variable in bass fishing. Yeah.
One before that, I just did not execute very well. I mean, I'll forget. I did not execute well. But I can say this. My confidence level, my skill level has definitely risen a lot more since that last Classic that I fished there. And until you brought it up, I totally forgot about that event. So thanks for reminding me.
No problem.
You're
a champion.
I have a love-hate relationship with Hartwell. I typically love it January, February, 1st of March. So we'll see how it goes. Look, we have this thing. I didn't go to Grand the first time to practice, and it worked out pretty good. I didn't go to Gunnersville when I won there to practice. It worked out pretty good. I definitely didn't go out to Ray Robertson practice. It worked out extraordinarily good. So I've been teetering on meeting Brock down there, or if I'm going to go, if I'm not going to go, thought about it. I was like, Jack, I was like, maybe that's the trend. You know, if I don't go pre-practice, don't go pre-ride around, good things happen. So it's one of those places, but I've spent so much time there, I don't know what I would do going and riding around, if that makes any sense.
You're going to overthink it is what you're going to do.
Quit your stinking thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but tell me, what are you thinking? Like, what's Hartwell? What's it going to shape up for you, Hank Cherry? Like, what's, I know you're thinking about it some. What's the tactic? What are you doing? What are you lining up?
I'm really paying attention to that water level because I'm expecting it to drop because we've had no rain. And I'm just curious on how I'm going to attack Hartwell is going to depend on the amount of water that's in the lake. I mean, a lot of guys do the same way, but I'm definitely not going to be as traditional as most of the other guys. There are some things that I tend to do well around here. I mean, because Hartwell's an hour and 40 minutes from the house that this time of year. So I'm really hoping on really cold, pretty low water. That's what I'm banking on. But
that's your ideal.
It stay warm and they flood the banks. So I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm just going into mindset. Like everybody asked how I fished a classic. I was like, there's no points. So I'm going to do one thing. I've done it every time. You go try to win when you either bust or you do the best you can. There's no points.
Yeah. So
when I go out there, the intention is doing what I think I need to do to win. And then how the chips fall, they do.
Yeah. And that's why you're a champion. And that's, I'm serious. That's why I see you as a champion. And that's type of thinking that brings a champion. So get this, Drake, you can help me on this one here too.
And yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you my observation of Hank Cherry as an angler. Okay. First off, obviously, he's a champion. Of course. We know that. That's a given. But I kind of see Hank as a cold water bassin' man. Do you agree with me on that?
I do. The first time I ever went fishing with him, it was freezing. And like, I moved from Illinois and I'd only lived here for a year by then. I'm like, shoot, nobody fishes in the winter. So I was confused. You see bass boats going out. I'm like, what are these people doing? These guys are nuts. And late November, early December, when I first fished with him, he's like, oh, we're going fishing. I'm like, what the heck? And then I'm like, from what I know in Illinois, when it gets cold, I mean, we go off the bank, I guess. And we went and caught 18 pounds in like 2 feet of water. I was like, this is nuts.
Yikes.
I mean, it's crazy. So
yeah,
he's definitely cold water guy.
And
for sure.
Here's what else I see Hank as. He's a bassin man that can live or die with that jig in his hand.
Like, that's for sure.
Yeah. You know, do you agree with me as well about those observations about you, Hank? Do you see yourself that way?
I do, but you got to understand now, nobody in the fishing industry got to where they are without some kind of guidance and some kind of help or learning somebody.
Okay.
And I was so hard on myself that was the only two ways I wanted to catch fish that I had a couple bad years where I struggled. I wouldn't put that stuff down, but you got to remember, I got to spend ample time with my buddy Hackney. I've spent ample time around KVD. I spent time with Jacob Poroznik. He was the one that pretty much said, dude, you got to learn to throw that spinning rod. We need to throw that spinning rod.
Yeah,
you know, I've been around guys. Kelly J showed stuff with jerking. Brock, like his practice mentality is just like crazy. I'm like, I see what he does, but I can't do that. I would be going nuts if I stayed out there 14 hours every day like this. I guess what I'm saying is I've had the opportunity to be around and see these guys work. Another one that I don't say enough about, I can't ever say enough about, was Aaron. Yeah. You know, I got to be around him enough and see how he operated, see the things that they did, see the things that made them great. Okay, well, I knew I need to, this is my bread and butter, but I need to be able to do these things. Where before, early in my career, not having that experience, I was hesitant about that. But now, flash forward, with Gerald, you know, here it is right here. It's on my wrist. It never leaves. That PMA bracelet stays on there.
Nice.
Yeah. I've seen that. And from him, that's what I've learned. You know, that positive mental attitude. And you put all that stuff together from all those guys that I've spent time with and been around and get to see it. And I just kind of meshed it and made it into my own repertoire.
So
I think that's the biggest thing with me.
So the champion is a student of the sport, is what you're talking about.
100%. I mean, I've heard things that have stuck with me forever. I mean, I can't repeat a lot of stuff Gerald said, but, but like one thing I heard one time that Kevin said was, because people were complaining about the temperatures and this, that, and the other, and it might have been the Grand Classic, it might have been somewhere else, but he looked at everybody, and he called him good, and he's like, sometimes that water temperature is overrated. So I've always kept
wow.
that. And I heard somebody else tell me a long time ago when I was starting, and I never really thought about that.
Wait, hold on. You said water temperature is overrated, and Kevin told you that?
When it was cold, that was what Kevin said. He said sometimes water temperature is overrated.
Me and Fighter were just arguing with Robertson about this too.
Oh dear.
Robertson said it don't matter.
I know you can't repeat Matt. This is a family friend. But I love Matt. Matt is a great guy.
Stop talking
Matt's
crap
a great
about
guy.
My boy.
Matt's a great guy.
I love Matt. I love him.
Matt's my illegitimate child. Did you know that?
I love him. He became one of my new favorites.
But just the opportunity to get to gather that knowledge. I mean, just stuff, just simple things like why they may tie a knot this certain way, or maybe why they rig their punching bait. You know, I learned punching basically is a little bit of gab that I got from Hackney when you get something out of them. But then Tyler Rivette took me on a day off when I first met him.
Oh, really?
He went to Rodman at the drawdown and he showed me how to punch.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about that, until the last time we were at Gunnsville, I've kicked his butt at every tournament where we had to punch.
That'll show him.
But I mean, but you all learn and you get to be kind of like this bass and family. And with me, I've been able to take that stuff, put it in my own repertoire. And then I have guys like Drake and Cole Huskins, another guy that I help out. He's an up and comer that I get to teach what I've learned to them. But I stress to them, I was like, you need to figure out how it fits you.
Yeah.
Don't try to do it like me. Don't try to do like these guys, but try to figure out how it fits you.
Yeah.
Because if you're a guy and you're starting out and you try to go just, I'm going to be super flipper and go flip bushes like Hackney, it's not going to look the same. It's not going to feel the same. Probably not going to happen. If you're a guy and you want to go learn to fish fast, like you're not going to be like Kevin and be able to put that spinnerbait down up north and just go, and no, because it's not just the cast. It's not the act. It's the knowledge that goes into why he's casting that bait right there, why he's retrieving it that way, to the fact that why he sat his boat right down there to fish. And that's where people get lost. There's so much learning that goes on to bass fishing that people don't, when you tell me bass fish for a living, they're like, oh, you just cast and reel something in. It's like, no, it's not that way.
It ain't.
When I'm in a deer stand and I'm not seeing a lot of deer, I'm looking out, I'm thinking in my head, okay, if this place was flooded, where's the fish going to be?
I just do the same stuff anywhere, even driving. Just Right. Down a hedgerow. There's one there. There's one there. My kid even says, watch the road if I'm driving with her, because she knows I'm looking at everything, you know?
Yeah.
So I think to be successful and to really go at this, you have to really become comfortable at being uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a key to bass fishing and being successful.
Very well said. You have to get comfortable at being uncomfortable.
I think that's life.
Wow. Good stuff.
Yeah.
That's a two-time Bassmaster Classic champion type stuff. I don't know what else to call that right there. That's pretty good, man. Hey, no disrespect, but this is some things maybe not the best attributes you might have as a derber. Okay, and you tell me, and go ahead and disagree with me, man, because you kind of mentioned a little bit. You can punch me as hard as you want when you see me in the arm. In the arm, just in the arm, Hank. Anywhere in the torso, not below the waist, or not this face.
Okay, Santa.
You like that? Look how white my beard is this year. This is real. This isn't that something? I see you're getting white there too, Hank.
Hey, is all I got to do? It's put the little bit of sunscreen, and it's as white as snow. It does not go. I can shave it off, it'll be dark. But if I don't put on any kind of sunscreen, she gets mad. I put it on there, it'll be white, so I'm not worried about it anymore. I might have to call Gerald and get some of his color.
Yeah. The Gerald Swindle Just for Men Signature Series Edition? Yes.
Yeah.
His Signature Series stuff works great. I used it right here. Not so much here, but right here. And it worked really good. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You apply it with a dude wipe.
Yeah. The dude wipe. The champ's got jokes. Hey, so get this. Get this. I don't see you as a finesse guy. You said Jacob was like, yeah, you got to go out and use the spin pole. But I don't see that too much of you. And here's what else I don't see of you. I don't see you doing nothing you don't want to do or fishing any way you don't want to fish.
Nope. That's true. But what you don't see is how many times a year that spinning rod does come out to get that one bite. And then when I get that one bite, typically it goes back up. When I talk about getting that spin rod out, it's like getting the jerk bait out of my hand when we go up north and drop shotting and gaining confidence through that. And I have done it. I've had some incredible days doing it, but my confidence level doing it is not like everybody else's. And I've spent time with him up there and watched what he does. And his mindset with that rod in his hand is the same mindset I have once you put that jerk bait in my hand.
I gotcha.
You know, but I just think it's important that I don't have to be the best at it, but if I need to get a fish doing it, I want to make sure that I can do it.
Yeah. We don't see that. And well said, because we're not going to see when you got a spin pole on your hand and you're not on Bass Live because you're struggling to get a check.
Yep.
I mean, that's the reality of bassing. Let's just be real about it. Now, Drake, you get to hang out with Hank and, like, do you have carte blanche of his? Do you know what that fancy French word means, Drake? Carte blanche? That means, do you have run of Hank's boat? Like, so, for example, can you just go in the storage compartments and look at stuff if you feel like it?
If he wasn't built like an NFL linebacker, I'd probably be more leisure to do that and not worry about getting my ear torn off. But
oh, please.
He goes through and looks at whatever.
Yeah, he lets me look at whatever I need to.
Okay, well, I mean, let's face it. A bass boat is just a giant tackle box, and I used to hang out in Grandpa's tackle box looking at baits all the time. So, I mean, it's the same thing. But my question, I need a 100% truthful answer from you, Drake. I'm sure you've looked in Hank Cherry's in the rod locker before, in the Hurt Locker. How many spin poles are in there?
There's two. I've looked in there, I mean, quite a bit. But one time I looked in there, we went fishing in June or something before they went up north, and there was nothing but a spinning rod in there because he was trying to get back.
That doesn't count. I'm talking. I knew you were going to throw Sham Northern Swing. Well, yeah, just because you know he's right next to you. He's built like a linebacker, and he's going to sock you. But I need to answer. So how many spin poles on a normal situation does Hank Cherry, two-time Bassmaster Classic champion, have in his rod locker at most times?
Two or three?
Probably two.
Two. Okay. Good. Andy, do we accept that answer? He's telling the truth, the truthometer. Oh, okay. No.
I'll tell you the only reason there's two in there, because it takes me like an hour to tie the leader.
It's true.
So if I screw one up, I got two bullets. I'm going up with two bullets. I'm doing it again.
I have one spin pole. And like I tie 2 liters a year. One time Fighter ties it for me a year, and the other time Andy ties it for me. That's how much I use a spin pole. But and that's it.
That's because I'm going fishing with you, and I can't throw a bait caster.
Yeah, Drake, I don't have the mental capacity to tie that FG knot. I can't do it. I'm way too ADD, and I'm seeing squirrels and thinking about throwing spinner baits. burning things. And my mom don't even let me play with fire, and I'm 52 years old, so I can't do a tie in FG. For crying out loud.
You talk about that FG knot. Jacqueline laughed at me because last year we were in the tie.
Oh, my God.
I sat for hours on end at the table in there, and I was like, I get half. I'm like, God, screwed up again. Cut it off the rod. Then I got one, and I was like, should I try it again? And then I fished with it for like a month. I wasn't doing it.
I just asked him, I'm like, is that the knot you were doing at the table? And he's like, yeah, because it was so like. And I'm thinking to myself, it's just a knot. You're a fisherman. Like, why don't you get it? And then when I saw the look I got, I was like, oh, shut up.
Yeah, it's a tangled web you weaved right there, Jacqueline. I'll tell you, literally. Yeah, Brad Rutherford told me that you tie 100-yard trilene leaders. So you don't have to mess with that. Oh, and by the way, congratulations to the Rutherford family on their new baby right away. Brad's our boss at Berkeley.
squishy babies.
Yeah, he's a cool boss. Yeah.
We love squishy babies.
He is in a hen house over there, Hank.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And they're bass and gals, all of them. They're all bass and gals. And you, and while we're talking about it, you know old cracking Bob Woodward with that snapping hooks that is.
Well, we're getting bombarded by dogs.
Uh-oh. The cherry dogs. It's the Bumpus's dogs. Remember them from Christmas Story? The ones that ate the turkey?
Yeah. Oh, that's the
that's
best.
That's kind of. I'm surprised that the beagle didn't go off on his tangent barking.
Hey, let's get back to some more champion talk. What do you think?
Sure.
Were you a better Bassmaster Classic champion in 21 than 20? Or equally as good?
I think in 21 I had more opportunity to use the platform,
okay,
just because pandemic and all that. But like, I tried to be the best I was, but I didn't have, it really didn't have, they don't really give you a handbook when you win. All right. This is what you need to do.
Exactly.
This is what you follow. I didn't have that. I tried to do the best I was. I think since the first one, now with the confidence given me, I think when I talk, I think I get more ears and eyes. And on that note, I think my public speaking has gone up because I've had the opportunity to speak more and at bigger functions and to more people. So across the board, I would say the 21 campaign was much better than the 20. But that being said, both trophies have the same spot in my heart.
100%. And I think you kind of, with the pandemic and you, just basically, it allowed you to be more visible as a champion and get to know. And I see that, and I commend you on that. Your public speaking skills have never lacked, but certainly improving. As I guess the way to put it, Hank, is you matured as a champion.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, it's just one of those things where, like this guy, he's like, how does it be famous to be a star? I'm like, I don't look at myself that way. I don't think that. He's like, well, you are. And that's the kind of wisecracks that I get from them, because I don't I don't want to get caught up in all that, because I feel that takes me to a bad place.
It does.
I feel that takes me to a bad attitude. I just want to appreciate the moment, appreciate the opportunities that I've been given. Hopefully I get more, and just try to spread my knowledge and my message with whether it's bass fishing or the warrior's journey in our military, whatever it is. I just want the chance and the opportunity and the platform to be able to express how important things are and talk about things that need a little bit of focus that they're not getting.
And why you're like that, in my opinion, is because of the humbling experiences you've had in your life.
Agree.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of cliche, but they tell you, like, and it's the truth. Like when you get knocked down, people pay attention to that, but they always want to going to see how many times you get back up. You get back up. You get knocked down five times, you get up six. You know, Rocky was the one that said, you know, he got knocked out in the alley and he got up and he said, you know, I didn't hear no bell. And until I'm done fishing, I haven't heard a bell. I mean, if I don't make a check this year in a single tournament, that's just failure is not really an option. Failure to me breeds opportunity. And success is learning experience all the way across the board. And I think that's the true way to judge somebody's character. It's not when they're on top all the time. It's, okay, where have they been? Where are they going? How's it working?
Yeah,
figure out all that stuff together.
Yeah,
it's good stuff.
Or how they handle bad situations. You know, that shows a person's true colors a lot of times.
It sounds weird, but you can only control what's within your control. You can't control fish, weather, crowds, boat problems, this, that, and the other. I mean, you can't do it. I've said this a lot when I speak. Drake's heard me say it several times, but I heard Bryce Harper and Mike Trout both said the same thing about their dreams. And they were talking and they said, look, this is the first thing I'll tell you. If you tell somebody your dreams and they don't laugh or giggle, they're not big enough. You know, you want to be that guy because
wow,
at the end of the day, you control your life. And I told this, and I've told him, and he's heard this, and I've hammered his head. Excuses only sound good to one person, and that's the person that says it. nobody, and you know,
yeah,
they don't want excuses; they want results.
Yeah, 100%, bud.
It's not when I get there or if I get there; it's how I'm going to get there, and I'm going to get there. If and when. They're not concrete. How is setting direction on your life?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. What are your dreams, Drake?
I'm going to be in his shoes.
Yeah, bud.
I'm going.
And I laughed because it made me happy.
you always hear the bad luck if you hold their trophy or whatever that you're not before you fish in it, you're not going to win it. But if that's the case, I'll just have to take that and deal with it when it comes, because I've held both of them. I've carried them around, and I'll continue to.
Damn straight. Is it pretty heavy?
Yeah. I'd hope the adrenaline was going good enough to where I could throw it above my head if I won.
Is it heavier than a normal elite derb?
See, I can't tell you that. That's the one thing left.
You got the all-star.
Well, I know. I mean, I didn't mean that disrespectfully, no. But I mean, I'm sure. Come on. That wasn't like a jab, champ. I mean. No,
that's the one thing that I have come very close numerous times and have let slip away. That's the one thing that I'm trying to really hunt down.
Yeah.
For you.
I would say for me. You know, I want that. Like I think that overcoming that 4-day journey, and it's always that way. It's a 4-day journey, and everything typically has to go right in that 4-day journey to win that thing. And I really, really want one of those. And I've worked on situational stuff in my head, like game plan, like I used to work on. All right, there's two outs. If I'm playing the outfield guy on second, third, and the ball hits him, am I going to throw him out the plate? What am I going to do? So I've really thought about that in my head, and that's the one thing that I'm missing. But if you told me I'll take those two back and I'll give you three of the blue ones, I'll keep what I've got.
If I don't ever
win another one, or I don't ever catch another fish, I've caught my carrot twice.
I got it. Okay, well, let's do this right now then. Blue trophy, call it. 2022 season, St. John, Harris, Hartwell, Santee, Chick, Fork, St. Lawrence, Owyhee, or Mississippi River. Which one's the blue trophy or the let's take out Hartwell. Which one's the blue trophy? For Hank Cherry. In 22, call it.
You know, we're going a lot of great places.
Creatively visualize it, Hank Cherry. Like you did. The outs, you know, two outs.
Knowing me and the history and the way that I've had, I've come back from bad finishes when I've been a place. If I had to throw a dart and hit one, it would either be Mississippi or the Ohio. You know, last time I was there, I separated my shoulder in the waves and had just one of the worst events of my life. The tire blew out on the way home. I got one arm. The swindles see me on the side of the road. They have to get off on some side road. Gerald's coming tracking through a cornfield with trying to do stuff. A guy comes that we call to fix my tire. He can't fix my tire. Gerald asks me if he has some kind of whatchamajigger saw. He gives it, and Gerald just sits back up and gets under there and goes to work cutting on my trailer and gets my tire off. So if I had to pick a fitting place, it would be one of those two.
Well, I'm going with Owyhee because with all that you just talked about, it's got to be that one. That's got your name on it. I don't know. What do you think, Drake?
I think so.
Okay.
Mississippi River is what I was going to pick. So.
And you were going to pick Mississippi?
I was.
I don't know. Takumi's pretty confident about, and he says smallmouth are dumb. So. We don't know. You got to beat him there first.
Yeah.
Well, first, you got to beat the fish. But we'll worry about that later. Okay, we'll go Owyhee or Mississippi.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Ohio.
Are you sure?
That's Oahu or Ohio. It's where the O in Dakota.
I don't even know. That's Hawaii. You're saying Halanaluhu.
We're not in Hawaii.
It's one of those islands. I don't even know what he's saying, Jacqueline. He's saying crazy stuff.
It stands for big ass river. What it stands for.
Yeah. And dumb smallmouth? Let's hope so.
They weren't so dumb last time we were there. Not for me.
Hey, what's going on? Are you ready? You're gonna get it. You're getting it together. You got the basket. You got the tackle. You're ready to go.
I'm getting there every day. I get a little bit more done. Been fishing some at the house. It's just been a pretty peaceful, non-stressful off season.
We had a good. We had the Warriors Journey tournament this past weekend.
Yeah, just passed. Yeah.
And it was just incredible.
On short notice, we got 81 boats, which is pretty good.
For very good.
We raised John Schlosser and Shane won, donated a little bit of their winnings back. And we ended up raising $12,000 for the Warriors Journey.
That sounds rigged to me.
People say $12,000, they don't think that's like a huge amount. But when we actually heard how many people they could reach and how many soldiers and families they could help, it's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, 100%. That's not a shabby amount at all, no matter how you look at it.
200,000 people, I'd say, and soldiers, veterans, and their family, 200,000 people. No, that's not shabby. When they need it most right now, for sure.
Wow. Good stuff, Cherry family. For real. And that John and old Shane won?
Yeah.
They were out there practicing for 6 weeks straight, too. You know that, right?
Probably.
I told Brad I'd hate to be him at the office because John gets to live it down for another year till it comes around again.
Oh, he already had t-shirts made, John did, at the office.
I'm better than you.
I know that. Hey, what was the most significant moment in the 21 Elite Series to you, Hank? Besides your classic victory, of course. What was the most significant moment of that 2021 season? Not necessarily for you, but the whole season.
There were several. Seeing Taku win was pretty cool.
That's a cool win. Yeah.
Very, very unique guy. I like him a lot. You know, last year when I won the Classic, so I got LeHue in, right?
Yeah.
And then
you got what, Hank? I didn't hear what you said.
So last year with my double qualification at the Classic, I got Shane LeHue in, who's a buddy of mine.
Right.
Got him in the Classic.
Yes, you did.
So for this year's Classic, Matt finished second last year at the Classic, but my double qualification this year got Matt in, who is another buddy of mine, Matt Harris.
Yep.
So those two are pretty cool. And, you know, I really pressed this, and please don't get this the wrong way.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Like, Tyler is like a little brother, like me and Brock's little child. He's not such a little child. Tyler's a pretty stout boy, but sometimes he acts like a kid.
And he taught you how to punch mats.
Yes. And I really, really wanted him to qualify the first time through the Classic on his own, through the first set of the points, because he was so close and he had the drive. And this would be like the second or third time that he was that close and he didn't get there. But I can't tell you how happy we were for him as a family that the Open's wins went down the list and got him in the Classic. I think it's something that he's just talked about.
That's pretty special.
And last year he was in the stands and got to watch and got to witness it. And now he gets to be part of it. And I think that's going to be a pretty cool experience for a guy that's pretty special to me.
Yeah, dude, that's a cool answer. And wow, what a proper thing to do. And I mean, you even in this year, you gave up your spot in the Opens. I think the Southern Opens, wasn't it?
Well, the deal with that, Pat, was there were a lot of guys around here and a lot of guys across the country that were trying to get in, and they had overwhelming, you know, entries. And when I started hearing at a local tournament how many guys were so deep and so far on the waiting list, I just had this like pit. And I told Jack when I was like, look, I know I was talking about wanting to go fish these opens because they're pretty close to home and Tahoe is the place I like to go. I was like, I don't feel like it's right for me to go when there are a whole cast of other guys that are probably capable of trying to get to where I am. And I'm kind of like a roadblock because I'm taking one of their spots. I said, I might get some negative publicity from some of the other guys for doing it, but I'm going to give my spot away and not be a roadblock. I mean, whoever got my spot could win a tournament, make the Classic, or could get to the Elites, whatever
yeah,
it is.
100%.
I didn't want to be in the way. I just didn't think that with all I've accomplished and where I've gotten in my career, that it was the best thing for me to fish when I knew these other guys weren't going to get in. Now, granted, I only knew one guy would get in from my spot and I didn't know who it was. Right. And if I had the capabilities of just taking somebody, I mean, I would have had a pick of a few close friends that were getting to fish, but
right.
I just felt like it was maybe even my duty as the Classic champ to
pay it forward
and pave the way and let somebody else have the opportunity.
It was the proper thing to do.
I thought so.
I think you did a great thing, Hank. Yeah, I mean, too bad it didn't open up more spots. Truthfully, I mean, you know, but hey, it is what it is. That's the qualifying system of the blue and gold, and that's what makes it unique. That's for sure. Hey, we talked about prep a little bit for 2022, and I know that that hard baits are a big part of your repertoire as a pro bass fisherman, and you and I both do some work for Berkley, and you're a big shot over there. I'm just a bass and talk show host, but you actually design stuff. I mean, you're like he's a designer, Jacqueline. Do you know that? Yeah. He's not only a champ, but he's a designer, a bait designer. All right. That's another thought that, when Hank was having his humbling experiences shoveling manure, that he didn't think that he'd go to the Berkley factory and design his perfect jerk bait, you know, pretty cool, isn't it, Hank?
Oh yeah. The whole thing's cool. But the cooler part about that, Pat, a lot of people don't know, is Dan and I actually did this over Zoom calls and videos because while it was going on, I couldn't get out there.
Oh,
and we got it right without ever getting face to face.
Because of COVID.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bass magic.
Yeah,
blood sugar bass magic, they like to call it. Wow. And the I'm gonna tell you, man, like, no BS, if you haven't thrown the stunner, it behaves correctly, which is important in a jerk bait, is not how it looks, but how it behaves.
Yeah.
So the stunner casts and it behaves well under the water. Do you got any stunners?
Oh yeah, I got.
You got any? I heard you were there at Berkley. Oh, you got a whole dang ring of them. Yeah, they said you were there at the factory last week, and I'm like, well, what did Hank get? And they're like, well, he just got stunners and fritz sides. But what the heck is, you got rings? It's called Ringo Stunner.
Yeah.
That makes nice stocking stuffers. Did you know that?
That and they're easily to display. And when people want to talk about colors, I can bust them out, and I keep them with me. And I'm like, what do you want to know? What do you want to see? What do you want me to show you?
Holy cow. Yeah, that's like, so what's a color on there that's new? I mean, the whole stun is new, but what's a color that you're excited to throw on that stun line?
Gosh, you know, we have so many good colors. This one is as plain as it can be.
Hold it up a little higher, please, Hank. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
She's as plain as she can be, but that is a fish catcher, you know, and one that I argued with him with, didn't want to make, is this guy.
That's an orange one or a red one?
Yep, that's Blaze.
Oh, yeah, it's got like Fire Tiger. So it's like a red Blaze, Billy Blaze Jowski Fire Tiger edition.
Yes, that is That is.
Yes.
That's not in your arsenal. I promise you that is a fish catcher.
Really? And what's that? Like, what is that, a specific situation? Do you go through on a sweep with that? What is that?
No, this bait is just like you've been at the fair. You have hot dogs, you have popcorn and cotton candy. And then all of a sudden, boom, you turn the corner and there's the funnel cake.
There it is.
That's this guy. It's a change up. It's
the fried pickles.
And all the fat gals come running for the blaze.
It's a crazy color, but I'm telling you, if you're ever out fishing and experimenting and you hit the right time, the right place, it gets some tremendous size bites. And well, it can tell you. Does that color work?
Absolutely.
Drake, would it be fair to describe it as all you can eat biscuits and gravy at the church social?
You timed it right. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Thank you. Okay. I like so, that.
We have fish catching covers across the board where you live across the country. There's nothing on here that I think would be one of those covers that catches fishermen, doesn't catch fish. I think all the way across, you know, to the classic black back gold orange belly, which has been, you know, I think what Rogue made that famous so long ago when they came out with it.
Or let's even go back to Lori Rapala. You know what I mean?
All the way back that far. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to all the Berkeley put their spin on all the really popular colors, the paint jobs are phenomenal. And the bait is, the bait does and acts the way that it's supposed to. Just like you said, this was a vision we put together and we thought about it and we just kept tinkering here and there a little bit, looking at tank. And it's very hard to get something right just in a tank because you can't figure in line drag, cast, wind,
weather, water temperature, all that. Yeah.
But the bait, I mean, the bait across the board is just a straight up fish catcher.
You want, and you happen to win a little derb on it too. You know,
I did. Yeah. And everybody that should have shown people the confidence that I had in that bait because I only had two of them and I actually had to get one more from the display.
Oh, we heard.
We didn't have them. So that bait, I'm super proud of that bait. I carry the one around that I won with, that Ray Roberts, and I rode on the side of it, and I just carried up in the front of the boat. It's just
that's awesome.
To see something that I've always wanted and dreamed about come to fruition just makes it.
I mean, I got to be real about it and just throw it out there that you, as so many bass fishermen across the world, had faith in still doing that mega bass jerk bait.
Yeah.
And but for you to abandon that and fish this bait in the classic over the bait that won you a previous classic is a pretty strong testimony, bud.
Yeah, but I would make no bones about it. And if, you know, my bosses at Berkeley here, I'll tell them the same. I'll tell the mega bass people and the bassing galaxy the same. Look, that is a great bait. I want a lot of money off that bait. That is a great bait.
100%.
But the big difference to me with that bait is I wanted a couple different things, and this is mine.
Yeah.
That was someone else's creation, and I would never put it down because this is an excellent bait, excellent design. About everything they build is great. All right. And so once you set a standard, you're going to have people chasing that standard.
Oh, yeah.
And I think what that's done to the fishing industry, this made company like our Berkeley and other companies step their game up. And so now we're taking things over Berkeley to a whole new level.
Yeah.
All the way from the jerk bait to the HD colors. I mean, it started just with the Fritz side, and that was like a phenomenon that blew up.
Yeah.
And then there's been other companies that have piggybacked off the Fritz side and come out with something similar to that because it's such a popular bait. But that's what keeps the industry turning. Oh. It's not everybody's wanting to copy everybody and do this and do that. You just constantly in fishing, you are always trying to build the better mousetrap.
Exactly. Build the better beast. And again, the point of the matter is that you had such confidence in this baby that you created with Berkeley that you abandoned your other baby to throw this one. I mean, and that should be a testimony right there that, hey, let's be real about this. If you thought for a second in your fishing in the Bassmaster Classic for one reason, and that's to win. If you thought for a second that another bait was going to get you that victory, you would have thrown it.
It would have been on my line.
It would have been on your line, and you chose to throw the stunner.
And I've caught some flack because people said, yo, you tried to hide it. It's like, I can't hide it when I'm on camera and I've got however many million people watching me. I'm not trying to hide it. It's just this bait, knowing the capabilities and seeing what it could do, and knowing that I just felt like it was the time. It was the bait. It was the right color. I didn't even choose that color. That's just what we had to give to me. It just turned out that, hey, that's the color. That's the color that I would want if I was a fisherman of what I was going to throw in that color of water. And I have the utmost confidence in that bait. And I've had tons of messages, people talking about how good they like the bait and how great the bait works. And of course, you're going to have some people that don't. Some people that are going to want to stay with their mega bass or their jackal, whatever they throw. And that's cool. This is just another option for your tackle box. But I'm just telling you, if you come to my boat and you want to say, hey, let me see your drink bait box, that's what it's full of. 100%, that's what's in my boat.
So let me spit some more real facts here, okay? All bass fishermen use what they're confident in until one of two things happen. They try something else and whack it on it, or, right, you try something else, you end up whacking them, catching a bunch of fish on it, or your buddy kicks your ass on another bait.
Yes.
Right?
And usually it's the better of the two.
Right. And that's when a bass fisherman will switch up because we're so stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's facts. Back to the matter. Hey, I want to talk Fritz Sides with you. Are you in love with that bait like I am?
I am, but you know, the struggle I have with the Fritz Side, and people laugh at me, is I don't know when to put it down and throw the square bull.
Okay.
You ever had that issue? Like I teeter sometimes with the two. I'm really in love with the big one.
Yes, me as well.
That's more of my size thing, but there's time and place for all of them. I mean, like you look, John Cox, he catches them all over the planet with that little five.
Yeah, he loves the five.
Same one, and when it busts, he just blows it back together. It's just the way John acts. But it's a great catch and bait. I mean, it's a catcher.
So you struggle with when to switch between the Fritz Side and the square bull.
Yep.
And I get you. And I get you. And I think that a lot of it, and I like to wind a lot. That's what I do, Hank. Like, I'm a crankbait fisherman, and I'm excited about the Berkeley line of hard baits. But I think that the Fritz Side, if you need more vibration, especially like in some dirtier water, that I like to prefer to throw the square bills, but the square bulls. But get this, the Fritz Side worked for me, and you hit it on the head with the biggin all year long. Like, you can throw that biggin in the summer.
Yep.
And they're still eating it. So to answer your question, I don't really know if there's a right or a wrong answer to that. I don't even, and I know you don't know the answer because there might not be an answer. Like, but definitely water clarity, I think, could have a thing like that. Real dirt. What's that?
I typically both have.
Yeah, rotate. Start rotating, right? But here's what's pretty cool. Now, do you got some of the new HD colors?
I did.
What do you got over there? Let's see what you got.
I got all kinds. I got the one you were talking about.
What you got?
The
blueback herring?
Black herring. Yep.
Oh, dude, that is a good one. Hold that up to the cam there. That's I'm going to pull a blueback herring out of here as well. It's like, it's almost got it. Like, people think blueback herring, but it's got a green back, doesn't
it?
Yep. Yeah. It's not blue. It's not.
100% my favorite.
What you got? There's a little glare on it. Which one is that?
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
It's the crawl. The brown crawl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The original brown crawl or the new HD one?
The HD.
Yes. I have that one right here. Ginge, which one's my camera to the audience? This one right. That thing is amazing. Yeah. We're playing matching Fritz sides here. You got it. I like it. And check out, as long as we're doing show and tell, this is the green craw. Did you get some of these, Hank?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Well, of course, you're a champion.
But the one, like I said, I haven't got to putting these all in the boxes yet. But the one that
Oh, go ahead.
Probably give them some local juice away, but okay. The one that I am the most pleased about.
This one. Wait, did we just become best friends?
We did. Just don't touch my drum set. Don't touch my drum set.
I won't. I promise. But this blue one, right? Wow, yes. The blue craw.
Yes. So that is a fish catcher. I don't know because they've never really seen anything in that color. Or if it's just a bait, but I'm telling you, now Drake's got hooks in my carpet. No, that color is a fish catcher for sure.
Yeah, and it's a good low light color as well, mind you. I mean, hey, bud, we catch a lot of fish on black and blue jigs and swim jigs. I know you love a black and blue swim jig. Mm-hmm. Why not? And here's the coolest thing I think about the majority of the HD colors in this craw series. On the Fritz sides, they have that matte color, matte finish. So it's not shiny. Remember how we used to put the plugs on the dashboard and drive around with them just to fade them
out with the sun?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool what they're doing right there. And again, don't overlook. I know I'm making some people mad by talking about that blueback herring color, but it's the, and especially like in the dredger and such. Yeah, Andy just is like, shut up, Pat. Dredger 14.5 on St. Clair. Forget about it. In the herring, that's the bait.
And in the square bull, that guy.
Oh, yeah, with that fluorescent craw tail.
Yeah,
I got that. Now, I did good on that one in the dirty water this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, in the dirty rivers.
I wish Lake Norman would get dirty. But that bait right there, definitely. And I like that size. It's the 7.7. I like that one.
That's the big one. The big one. The two. Yeah, it's like a 2.5 type equivalent for those that aren't. That's one of my favorite. That is my favorite square bowl size. And they have the new let me get my square bowl box right here. I want to show you one of my faves, Hank, right here. Let's see if we can maneuver around it.
Wait, let's see if you can guess it again.
Well we're playing Mind Meld Crankbaits with talk show host Guy and Bassmaster Classic champion. We just became so this is Brad Rutherford's signature series crankbait. Do you know what this is, Hank?
It's got to be Kentucky Blue, probably knowing Brad.
Well, that's one of them. You're right. We became best buds again. I had that in my hand. You're really good at this, Hank, Jerry. And here's the one that is the secret springtime sleeper. And that's it's like a
trans.
I can't one up a champ. It's a it's a translucent red with an orange belly, and that's a killer right there.
But still, the most underutilized one in the whole line, and this is like my bread and butter bait, and what I do with it. I apologize because I just got all the new colors. What I do with it. As soon as I get it, I upsize the hooks.
Oh, really?
To make it sink. But I'll show you why.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
This bait right here is a spotted bass killer. A little bitty one. The 3.5.
Yeah.
When it gets super tough, super cold, you just change the hooks, upsize one of them, and you'll get that slow sink to it so you can maintain bottom contact in that 5 foot where you can't get this bait to. And you would be amazed at the bites you get.
Really? What size you upping them to? So that's the one that's like the 3.5, and that's like a 1.0 type size?
Yeah, it's a little bitty guy. I mean, you can look. It's not even.
I actually caught a steelhead on that thing. Quarter. Yeah.
But I throw that bait, and I'll put the same hooks that come on the stun of the sixes, the EWGs.
Gotcha.
I get a little slow sinkage to it on 10-pound line. And do some serious damage, especially when the water gets really cold. Because that bait, I'm telling you, it hunts on the bottom, especially with that extra weight. It kind of gets it off kilt. So if you reel it too fast, it'll cut up on its side.
Oh, like a wiggle wart.
Yeah, but if you get it down there and just slowly grind it on the bottom, it's constantly, and you get some phenomenal strikes, and you catch some really big fish on it, especially when the winter, when it's cold.
That's a good one. Thanks, bud. That's a good tip. Ginge, let's get all these 3.5s out of this square bowl thing and change some hooks. When we're, but hey, the last color I got to talk about, Hank, and I'd be amiss if I didn't, and it's one of my favorites in the Berkeley hard bait line, and I call it AMPM Mini Market or Radon Chong.
Yeah.
But it's the it's kind of like a look at you over there, Jacqueline. The it's
Morning Dawn.
Morning Dawn. Thank you. That's the real name. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And Jacqueline, I have this one too. This one's called Tan Mom. Right here, Jacqueline. I like this color.
Oh God!
You ever throw Tan Mom? That's a good one. It's real. I don't know what the real name of it is. You know this one? Tan spray tan. It's called spray tan. Spray tan. I call it Tan Mom. It sounds better. It's way
spray tan.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, man, the Morning Dawn in the spray tan, if we want to be specific, are some really good sleeper colors, along with that blue craw. Yeah, I'm excited. So what hard baits are you going to have tied on at Hartwell?
Oh, gosh.
Jumping ahead.
Well, it's not secrets. It just depends on.
Wait, is your agent telling you not to answer?
No, she's telling me to plead the fifth. Look, I'm sure there'll be a French rod, shaped color, square bull, probably a jerk bait.
Maybe.
More than one,
maybe.
And you know, if it's right, maybe even a big wake bait. It just depends on what Mother Nature gives us and how cold it is.
Okay.
You know, there's like I said, for that derb and for the way I like to fish, especially around here, I'll have a specific arsenal set aside according to the weather.
There it is, as you said earlier. And Jacqueline, you see how a true champion did that? He said, I'll catch them on anything from a war pig to a wake bait. So he gave nothing away. He gave nothing away. Bottom to top. Good job. Good job, Patrick. Hey, here's another one. And can I give you another tip since I'm a talk show host, champ? All right, so here's another Christmas tip. And have you tried this little crawdad max scent? It's called what is it called? Like the little thumper or hummer or something? I don't know what the hell it is, but
it's the little somebody.
Yeah, but it's like a little Ned Rig craw.
Yep.
And Drake, don't tell anybody, but like on the back of a little like quarter ounce type Billy Lowen type jig. If you know,
head jig, it works really well.
You know what I'm saying? A little finesse jig. Yeah, right. Bud. That's a little sleeper right there. Yep. Hank might even catch one on this at Hartwell.
I've caught a few smallmouth on
it. it's a good one. Hey, I didn't tell you that you're giving away a grand prize tonight, Hank. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're giving away something from all those baits that Brad just sent you. Just a few of them. Like a handful of them. And so did anybody tell you this?
No, you just did.
Well, good, because I just made it up right now. So that's perfect. That's perfect. So Andy, can you text either Hank or what's that? Yeah, one winner for the Berkeley Hank Cherry. Cherry Christmas on top extravaganza special. All featuring right. Drake and Jacqueline as well. And what do you want some what do you want? Holiday music or medieval music, Jacqueline, to announce the winner? What do you want?
What kind of music you want?
Oh, I want Christmas music.
Oh, Christmas. Okay, give her some Christmas music, Ginge.
Oh, ho, ho.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the Hank Cherry Family Christmas Prize Pack Extravaganza. Won by a lucky like and share viewer on Straycast, the glorified version of a Bass and Talk show, is now being presented by Jacqueline Cherry. That's a long introduction, Jacqueline, but now it's your turn. Who's the winner?
Okay, we have the winner is Levi Smothers.
Levi Smothers. That's awesome. Congratulations, Levi Smothers. You won the Hank Cherry Bass and Pack. Courtesy of Drake. Drake's going in Hank's boat, picking out that one spin pole, and he's going to send it away, and then Hank's got another one in the corner, and that's all he needs for 22. Whatever right. Brosnick says, who cares? You don't need that. Jacob don't use those poles anyway. Just. But Hank, what do you got to say, man? I got to tell you, thank you so much for coming on the Straight Cast Show twice this year. We usually don't do this. We usually have the Classic champ on when they win the Classic. But I'm like, man, it would be cool to hear from Hank and the whole fam, at the end of the season. And thank you for doing this, by the way.
Oh, no, we've enjoyed it, man. It's been fun. Like I said, it's given Drake here a chance to see hopefully what he gets to get into one day. Jacqueline loves her camera time. She wore her Christmas outfit to make sure, you know, with her ho-ho-ho. It's good to see you again. No, it's just been a incredible year. And we're just going to do like Joe Dirt and keep on keeping on.
I like it. I like your style. I like your style. And happiest of Christmases and holidays to the whole family there. And Drake, nice to meet you for the first time as well. So go win some derbs, and then I'll have you on the Stray Cash Show.
Yes, sir. You'll see me again.
It's that easy. And then we'll play game shows and stuff. We'll do a regular Stray Cash Show where I'll make you really uncomfortable. How's that?
I was there.
Bass Galaxy, give it up for two-time Bassmaster Classic, back-to-back Bassmaster Classic champion, Hank Cherry and family. Yes. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. And thanks for
Merry Christmas.
Hey, especially Jacqueline, thank you for your kindness to this crazy show. Appreciate it. Peace. Hank, I'll see you in Florida, bud. See you soon.
All right, I'll see you there.
See you on the road to happy destiny, Drake.
Yes, sir. I'll see you.
Peace. There it is right there, the Cherry family. A very Cherry Christmas. Ginge, I had fun tonight. You too? Hey, turn your microphone on. I want to talk to you. Let's bring in intern Jake. Is Jake in Jersey around here too?
Yeah.
I got all kinds of good treble hooks on me. Look at Jake. You look mean. Jake, are you there? There's Jake. Now he's smiling. Hey, he's got
a
tin.
Figure out these phone things.
Hey, that you're doing good. You got a tin cup. You got a tin cup on him hat on. I like that.
I got the tin cup one. Yeah, I'm special.
Jake, your cheeks are filling out. I kind of want.
Oh boy.
Ginge, don't you want to pinch the kid's cheeks right now? Look at him. He's got chubby rosy cheeks. Christmas cheeks. What's going on, bud?
Thanks, Santa.
I know, right? Don't I? Speaking of chubby, rosy cheeks, look at me. Look at this. Hey, bud, but I want to tell you, thank you so much for doing a kick-ass job this year as the Stray Cast. You're not an intern. You're one of the dudes. You do the stuff, too. Pretty much me, you, and Ginge, you know? And thank you for always kicking ass, Jake.
Yeah, it's awesome to be on this ride or crazy train or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, thin raft. Let's call it a thin raft. We're barely floating, but we're having a good time. But no, you do a good job. And for those that don't know, Jake handles the prizes every Straight Cast Show. So bitch to Jake, not me, if you're not winning stuff or not getting your stuff you won. It's all Jake's fault, not mine.
Put a horse head.
Yes, exactly. And Jake handles a lot of the social media. Like a lot of times, if you'll see little comments on things, a lot of times the funny stuff is mine, but the real funny stuff sometimes can be Jake's. So, so Jake, thanks for keeping up on helping me out with the with my social media BS because you know I hate it. And and thank you for your help with the Straight Cast Show, and then all the times I text you and say, hey man, can you tag Facebook posts because I hate doing it, and then you're like, yes, and you're just the best, and I thank you very much, Jake.
Thank you.
Bass Galaxy, give it up for Jersey jumping Jake Haas Flash, who is the spawn of Dave Haas, king of the small boat army nation. Yes.
He likes to do
that. Yeah, he likes little boats. Your dad.
Yeah.
But anyway, you all ready for Christmas?
Yeah, got a lot of wrapping to do, but everything's showing up through Amazon.
There you go.
So we're doing good.
So we got Ginger Ninja here. Ginger, get on the screen with us. Come on over here.
It'll be a minute.
Huck, what are you doing? What are you? Are you? Put some clothes on.
No.
For crying out loud! What is he doing back there, Jake? Holy cow!
You got tin cup?
I don't know what he's doing. I can't see him because there's monitors. But he didn't have a shirt on. It's not that hot up here, bud.
I was playing in the Sims.
When'd you get the tattoo of Kenny Powers on your back? That's pretty cool. Damn.
Tying FG knots.
Holy cow, I got a Fritz side tan mom stuck on me. All right. So I got to ask you, Ginge, what is your favorite part of StrayCast 2021? What was a highlight for you, Andrew? A highlight of 2021 for you.
Whoa.
I know. I mean, come on. What was one of your favorite moments?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'm not good on my feet like that.
I know, but you're go.
It's not great for
but
the
you're
listeners.
On a, you're in a chair.
It's not great for the listeners, I can tell you that.
Well, Jake, what was one of yours? What was one of your highlights? I mean, I didn't think about this, and I know, and I just thought of the question right now. Jake, what do you think? Like, I didn't plan this question. I can't hear Jake.
He muted himself.
You muted you, Jake.
How'd I do that?
I don't know. How many fingers are you not holding up?
The introduction of Fake Spencer and Mitch Davis.
Wow!
69.
Wow! And that's a cool answer because I want to tell you what my favorite part about StrayCast 2021 was. And I kind of came to the realization this year that, like, we're pretty damn lucky. And I'm not a bass pro. Ginger's not a bass pro. And I'm just a long-haired dude that hosts a bass fishing talk show. So we're pretty fortunate to be in the situation that we're in. So that being said, my favorite part about the 2021 season is that this, I think, is kind of like the show, the people's show. You know what I mean? The Bass Galaxy show. This ain't my show. This ain't Ginger's show. This is the Bass Galaxy show because we are bass fishing fans first and foremost. We don't make a living from cashing checks at derbies. So absolutely. I think that this is just that we are just extensions of the Bass Fishing Galaxy. And every week, the Bass Fishing Galaxy doesn't really realize, but I jump into all of your brains and steal all your questions and ask them to the top bass fishing professionals of the world. It's my master plan. And thank you for being part of it. What do you think? Did I sound like a madman, Ginge?
No, it's good.
I mean, what do you think? Come on, I gave you a minute to think.
It was great. And it was you spot on with getting all the interaction with everybody and bringing in them to the world. And it's fun to see their excitement when they're sending us videos and all that. It's just awesome.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's an evolutionary process of the StrayCast show. And we're pretty excited at this point to announce that 2022 is we got things lined up to be the biggest year ever of StrayCast. And I mean, seriously. Thinking it's because everybody out there listening. It's a dream come true for all of us, and we appreciate it. It's all because of the bass. It's because of you and the bass. And God.
Man, green and, fishes.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy, Jake? Isn't that crazy? You know,
yep.
you go over and go pop in and hang out at Mike Iaconelli's house in the Ike Live studio, and, you know, it's because of a bass. That's a pretty cool thing. You know what I mean?
I like when you wear a hat. It's got some kind of brand on it, you know, some fishing. It's got the Berkleys or the Abus or whatever. You walk into your local Walmart, some guy stops you. He's like, what kind of Revo do you throw? And next you know, you're looking at pictures of 4-pounders and you're showing him 5-pounders.
The old Walmart fishing photo talk. I like it. It's
an hour
the
and a half later, you're like, what was I coming here for?
It's the magic of bassin'. It's the magic of bassin'. Hey, what do you think, guys? Oh, Jake, we got to give away a Bite Me Stray Cast Pack. And
yeah.
And this is the from Brad Zellers of Bite Me Tackle, fine sponsor, business partner of Stray Cast for the last couple years. And our favorite heads here that we use. He makes fine quality lead head components. And our favorites are the Hunter Head and the Weedless Wacky. Say it with me. Weedless Wacky. And that Hunter Head. That Hunter Head is just a ball head jig. It comes with a weed guard. You can pull it out and do all kinds of stuff with it. We're going to give you a mega pack of each one. Compliments of Bite Me Tackle and Brad Zollers. All you had to do was like and share this live Facebook feed. If you didn't do it, you're dumb. Jake? Who won? Who won, Jake?
The winner is Cameron Bear.
Cameron Diaz. What's that in your hair?
Cameron Bear.
Cameron Bear. It's Ferris Bueller's buddy. He won. You won the Bite Me Leadhead Pack. Direct message Jake Haas on Facebook, and he will get you will get your prizes. Sometimes it takes a week. Sometimes it takes 6 weeks. I don't know, but you'll get it. You will get stuff, but just keep on Jake.
It's coming.
It's his job. Like a boss. You know what I mean?
Some days.
Hey, I'm gonna clear up some of these. I got these Berkeley hard baits everywhere. These Fusion 19s get sticky.
Yeah, be careful.
It gets a little sticky.
Put them in a box. Put them to me. I got it.
They're in boxes. They're in 3,700 Planos. We'll do a bunch of them.
A live braid trick.
Yeah. Live braid hook removal. First ever on a talk show. It's been done on fishing shows. But, hey, man. Chinch. So we got... Oh, before we go. Friday night, David Fritz episode of the Straight Cast Retreads, right?
Correct.
And that's hosted by Seth Trice. He's a working man from over on the James River. Or Clun won. Clun won over there. You hear about that guy, Rick Clun? Won derbs over there?
A couple times.
Yeah, won some derbs over there. Seth Trice, Friday night. Straight Cast Facebook Live, 7 p.m. Central. Chinch, you got any festive music?
Yep, you ready?
Yeah, let's get out of here. Let's end the 2021 official live Straight Cast season. And... may all acquaintances be remembered. Is that something? And Jake, thank you. Andy, thank you. Crestliner, thank you so much for keeping us afloat here for the past few years. Omnia Fishing, omniafishing.com, your source for online shopping. Most of the Berkeley hard baits we talked about tonight are available at omniafishing.com. Tin Cup Whiskey, Luke Foley, and Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey, thank you for your contributions to the Straight Cast Show. Power Pole, Kurt Hill. Man, Power Pole's been with us what are we going on, Ginge? Seven seasons coming up. Power Pole's been with us for the last five or six. Sims Fishing, again, this year, Sims is keeping us toasty and cool. And everything in place, if you know what I'm saying. TH Marine, don't forget about the days of Christmas. Special thanks to all the bunch over there at TH Marine. Abu and Berkeley, thanks so much. Big things with Stray Cast. Abu and Berkeley, one of the title sponsors of Stray Cast next year. Bite Me Tackle, Brad Zollers, thank you. Line and Lure, Isaac, thanks over at Line and Lure. Dan Bravarni, Bravarni Swim Jigs. You ain't swum a Bravarni jig, you ain't swum a jig. You know what I mean? Check out the Andy color. Thanks, Dan Bravarni. We love you, honestly. Outcast Tackle. Slicks Rod Covers. Also the Cage and the Stealth Fighter. The finest flipping jigs on the planet. Alpha Angler. Dakota Lithium Batteries. Stormy over at Dakota. And Jake Boomer. Pops Brandon over at Alpha. Thank you. War Eagle Spinnerbaits. Been with us since the beginning. Thanks, boys, over there, since Key Stays. Amphibia, we throw shade with Amphibia. Wow. Been good to us, man. In our latest edition, have become friends of the family, the Ichikawa family in Japan. Thank you so much to you, Ichikawa, for your promotional consideration to Straight Cast, the glorified version of a bass fishing talk show. Thanks to all the guests this year, too. Thanks to all you who tuned in and made this thing a deal. I'm Pat Renwick. Bass Galaxy, I love you. And I'll see you in 22. Peace.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance.
No, just kidding. This is Pat. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to StrayCast on iTunes and leave a review. Tell us what you think. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening.
Peace!